Hello and welcome to The Hardy Brain, the show that takes athletic, introverted entrepreneurs and leaders and transforms them into ironclad brain performers. I'm your host, Dr. David Hardy, and today we've got another amazing guest on our show. He is the medical director and vice president of Pro Health Advisor, a retired colonel and Gulf War veteran, and is a sought-out expert on the endocannabinoid system. Welcome to the show, Dr. Philip Blair. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a real pleasure to be with you and to talk about my favorite subject, the endocannabinoid system.
I love it. Now, before we dive into this amazing system and the potential health benefits of it, how big of a health crisis or emergency is out there right now?
Well, I think there's a huge amount of suffering that's going on in the world. It amounts to frustration, fatigue, cognitive errors, depression, anxiety. There's a lot of stress at work. There's a lot of behavioral phenomena that are going on, and there's quite a bit of pain symptomology and addiction. So all of these things are something that the endocannabinoid system addresses directly. And by mitigating it against these problems, then you can correct for it. So, you know, you have exercise, you've got several lifestyle issues that are going on. And if you can correct for these problems with these lifestyle changes, then you can correct for the endocannabinoid system and you can correct the problems. Things like diet, exercise, meditation, sleep, and your natural and herbal substances can play a big role in that.
Absolutely. And before going into those, because I really want to spend a lot of time on it, you're a retired colonel and have been in situations where you've had to triage people. So out of this huge health emergency crisis where, over half the population, I've heard up to 60, 70% of people are on medications, and I've heard with brain health alone, it's over a $1 trillion industry and expected to triple. And if you were to just walk through a public place, say a mall, an airport, schools, supermarkets, and you just had to observe people, what would you be observing that would tell you, yeah, this person is unhealthy and I need to investigate farther, things that could probably get them better?
Well, first of all, we've got a huge problem with metabolic disease. In fact, there's been statistics that have stated that over 90% of people actually suffer from metabolic disease. So the first thing you see is obesity and dysfunction. And then you see people who are impaired and they're walking with crutches or a walking stick. And they're suffering a great deal of arthritis and medical problems that are very consistent. And then you do see quite a number of people that have behavioral problems as well. And these are very subtle in manifestations, but I can identify them in terms of the behaviors and some of the tics that they move. So they have right. A peculiar reflex that goes on, and you can identify that. Plus, there's anger and frustration. I mean, what is road rage? That's a behavioral problem, and it's manifesting a great deal in our population. So, you know, I look at all of these things as potential for the products, the cannabinoid products and the phytocannabinoids, and modulation of the endocannabinoid system in particular.
Now, this is a fat-based system. And one other thing that I've noticed, and you probably have as well, is the complexion. That sometimes on the skin, there's like this gray, oily complexion that just doesn't look proper. Can you kind of explain what this system is and then kind of its reliance on fats and healthy oils then as well?
Well, first of all, I think you're describing the gray sort of phenomenon that people have when they're not in their top form and their top health. And so that sort of gray lack of vasculature, there's limitations of the vascular blood flow in the face. And they also have, if you'll notice carefully, they'll have static movements of the face. They won't express their expressions are very limited. They're almost like in a rigid mask many times. Whereas once you get an endocannabinoid or a cannabinoid stimulation, or if they're healthy, then there's a vibrancy, there's color, there's expression of the eyes and the mouth and the face. And there's a vocal inclination. So there's an intonation that occurs with it as well. And I've noticed these things, particularly when I'm using my products, my cannabinoid products, immediately after using them. You will get a vascular flow. You will get an improved expression. You'll get voice changes. You'll get visual changes. And all of this happens in a matter of minutes after it. So now the question is, what is the endocannabinoid system? Yeah, it's, you know, we've identified it as the 12th body system, and it really is a master controller for all of the other 11 systems in the body. And it acts as an interface, and it's a bidirectional. It's going to go in two directions, and so that it's going to control the gut, it's going to control the neurotransmitters, the immunologic system, liver, the digestive system, and all these, and the hormonal system. All these systems are, and the metabolics as well. And all these systems are coordinated, and they have their final communication mechanism is through this endocannabinoid system. So what is it? It's a system of receptors and ligands, or connecting molecules, that connect up to these, that was only identified in the 1990s. And otherwise, we really didn't realize what it was. Now, it was prompted as a result of THC work, but there's been much more has been discovered from it. So in addition to the receptors and the ligands, there's also metabolites that actually synthesize the endocannabinoids, and then there's also the ones that break it down. Plus, there's transport molecules. So it has features of an entire complex system, but it's located all over the body, and it integrates with all these things in different receptor systems.
Wow. So it's regulating all of these systems, and this is probably one of the reasons too that claims, and also kind of the way research is going with different conditions, from like diabetes, you mentioned pain disorders, dementia, cancers, immunological dysfunctions, all of this is affected by the system, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it affects your immunity, it affects your behavior, it affects your muscular activity, it affects your cognition, it affects your mood, plus your metabolism, and that's where I'd love to focus on you, the metabolitic effects of these this endocannabinoid system are really profound.
I would imagine now. With all these disorders, and kind of going back to that old triage model, if you were in the mall, though, and observing people, is there a certain population you'd be like, yeah, just kind of do it at home type thing yourself? And then other populations where you'd have to run tests and kind of manage it before you go into the heavy metabolic? And what's kind of your thought process there in the initial stages?
Well, first of all, I find out what the condition is that is affecting them. So if they're under stress and they have anxiety, they have depression, they have metabolic issues, and metabolic issues can focus in on diabetes, also neuropathy, and arthritis are actually fundamentally a metabolic problem that's going on within the body. And so once I find out what that problem is, I can use some of the phytocannabinoids or behavioral standpoints or lifestyle changes in order to affect that. Now, we've been using lifestyle changes, and that's been promoted in my specialty in family medicine for decades and decades. But many people are not able to do those things, and they lose the willpower to get involved with those things.
Yes.
You know, and because of that, they fail. Whereas if you can get a cannabinoid in their body, then you can activate that determination, and they can see the success, and they can realize that they can move to those activities and lifestyle changes that are going to be very important in their lives.
That is so powerful, because part of this, and when we talk about metabolics, is food addictions, and then all sorts of other addictions that stem from this. So in this first stage, getting people to see a change, feel a change, so that they make better and more positive changes to their lifestyle. How does this impact food addictions and the cravings that go into kind of the beginnings of these metabolic disorders? And then how does it continue to build and improve the metabolic side of things?
Well, first of all, the cannabinoid substances are found all within our dietary measures. You know, we've got a number of different substances that can be used. One, but my favorite is beta-caryophyllene, which is a small terpene molecule. It's an essential oil that has magnificent effects on the endocannabinoid system and upregulating it. Now, I say upregulating because what there have been identified as major dysfunction of the endocannabinoid system in all of your major diseases. So in anxiety, depression, and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ADHD, all and metabolic syndromes such as diabetes and liver fibrosis, they all have this endocannabinoid dysfunction. And by using some of these cannabinoids, they can upregulate it and balance out the whole system. And I wanted to get to that other point, is the endocannabinoid system is not is designed to balance and create a homeostatic situation for the body and for the cognitive flexibility of the body. So it's not doing anything that is extreme. It's just getting the body back to normal. And by using these this particular product, that's beta-caryophyllene, then you can upregulate and balance the endocannabinoid system so that you can return to normal status. And then once you return to normal status, then you have the willpower, you have the addiction prevention, and you have the motivation to move ahead with your plan. You will have more flexibility. You'll have a more exercise potential. So you can, and you'll improve your sleep quality. So all of those things are fundamental lifestyle dysfunctions that we also often get into in a stressful environment.
Right. Wow. So it really does modulate so many things. And this is always active within us, and our diet influences us. And you mentioned one substance. Can you go a little bit more into that substance and how it also compares to maybe other oils such as cannabis, THC, clove, olive oil, kind of the whole dietary oil and fat regime that can affect it?
Well, you know, that's incredible that you asked that question. That's such a broad topic. There's so many things that I can connect with. You know, what we learned in our early years of medical school, whether it was proteins, amino acids, and DNA were the key factors in the communication between cells. Well, I've learned most recently in studying the endocannabinoid system, it appears to be fats are the most important molecules in terms of the communications. And those fats are acquired by, well, you're going to naturally eat fat. And the fats that are key in that recommendation and the benefits of the body are oils. And they're very common oils. It's the omega-3s that actually feed the endocannabinoid system and cause this relaxation of the body and this calming sensation and anti-inflammatory effects. And so if you're focusing on the fat molecules, omega-3s are key and important. We do need some omega-6 fats, but the key and important one is omega-3. Now, in addition, we've got olive oil and monounsaturated fats that can play a significant role. And actually, olive oil has been able to stimulate some of the receptors in the endocannabinoid system and stimulate their development, the CB2 receptors. Now, typically in the endocannabinoid systems, there's a CB1 receptor and the CB2 receptor. The CB1 is what makes you high and acts as an anti-inflammatory agent. Now, the CB2 receptor is extremely broad-based. It's in the brain. It's in the peripheral body. It's on every one of our immune cells, and it regulates all inflammation. So by activating that particular receptor, you're going to calm down the whole body. Now, that particular receptor is a specific target for beta-caryophyllene. And being a specific target, it has enormous potential anti-inflammatory effects and signaling properties to the body. Now, in addition to the immune cells, it actually works significantly in the brain, particularly in those sectors of the brain that deal with addiction. So it has been found to block addictive influences from all substances, from opioids, from methamphetamine. All substances.
Whoa.
Cocaine and alcohol, it will block all of those symptoms as well as food. And so it can block the addiction to food as well.
Powerful, powerful. Now, this also goes by a simpler term, BCP. Is that correct?
Yeah, we commonly, everybody has difficulty saying beta-caryophyllene. So we'll just abbreviate it BCP.
What is that one more time? Beta-caryophyllene?
Caryophyllene.
I love it. And you've, once again, BCP is the easier term for it, correct?
Yes, that's a much, much more vocal term that you can use.
Both sound amazing and roll off the tongue, but what's more amazing is the properties of it. Now, this is also something that's non-psychedelic, correct? And how does that compare to people that say, no, you need a little bit of THC in your oils to make it work? What's kind of the debate there on psychedelic versus non-psychedelic in this realm?
The beta-caryophyllene is actually an oil that is found in hemp in significant amounts of a full-spectrum product. And so being in a full cannabis product, it has an enormous synergy that they work together very, very well. And so, but if you are restricted from using cannabis for one reason or another, whether it's a licensure or restrictions or military or police or medical, you can use beta-caryophyllene as an alternative and you can achieve many of the same results with it. In terms of the high effect, beta-caryophyllene is BCP is not going to give you a high in any way, but it is going to give you immediate relief of many of your anxiety symptoms. It's going to give you properties of improved sleep, and it's going to give you anti-inflammatory properties that'll take care of an arthritis as well. And in particular, I've noticed that BCP has been highly effective for weight loss, and that's extraordinary. Whereas THC will actually stimulate the appetite, got BCP will decrease the appetite and prevent you from having the cravings for foods. And it also blocks the appetite signaling of the body. One of the amazing things I've discovered is that beta-caryophyllene, BCP, actually works as a glucagon-like protein, a GLP-1 like Ozempic. But it works in that way in decreasing appetite, but it also changes the metabolism very, very specifically. And in addition, there is weight loss and there is muscle gain, whereas Ozempic and GLP-1s tend to have weight loss, but they also have muscle loss, which is certainly derogatory for most people.
Not just that, you look at kind of later stage life that muscle loss is a big indicator into mortality. Wow, to actually have the opposite effect, gaining muscle while losing, once again, those pounds that you don't want. So this could probably help with that stubborn belly fat as well, like not just with your dementia, your neuropathy, your cancers, but also just performance and looking good, feeling good, right?
Exactly. You've hit upon all the major topics that I constantly am up against, and it's going to target the metabolic syndrome very, very effectively. You know, it actually stimulates the production of mitochondria, the biogenesis of mitochondria, and it's going to it changes their format for energy production to shift it over to oxidative phosphorylation, which is your major energy producing factory in the body. Also, it actually stimulates the development of brown fat in that process and certain uncoupling proteins in that mitochondria that burn their fuel as thermal energy, so that's putting off heat rather than the muscular energy. And so it's going to change your whole metabolism. Working on the metabolic syndrome, it has a particular target for releasing fat from fat cells, and it particularly depletes a visceral fat. So that abdominal fat that you're talking about, yes, it dramatically reduces the visceral fat to an extent that is quite surprising and quite quickly. It actually prevents the enlargement of fat cells, where they get hypertrophied and they become inflammatory. And it stops that inflammation and it prevents their expansion, whereas it tends to burn more calories and more energy. And it actually simulates with its particular properties of appetite suppression, it simulates intermittent fasting as well.
Unbelievable. Wow, this is amazing. And you're doing research behind this too. I noticed PTSD research, kidney. What science have you produced that is backing this up as well?
Well, essentially, I've been doing clinical research in terms of applying it to patients. Patients coming to me and they're requesting help with different problems, and I'll address it with beta-caryophyllene primarily. I do use cannabis. I do use CBD in certain situations, but only as an additive and for those serious problems that get along with. Because beta-caryophyllene actually works as an in all areas that CBD does. When they combine, there is a magnificent benefit and synergy that occurs with them. So I usually start off with BCP in the first instance and try to correct the problem with the BCP, and because it has a motivating property to it as well. And that motivating and energizing property is really influential on their total being and their adoption of lifestyle measures that are going to be so important in maintaining and sustaining their benefits. You know, I use these substances as not as a crutch, but as an aid to get people into these modes where they're going to get these lifestyle changes. And then I tell them to use the BCP products for performance. And they want to use as much as they need to enhance and optimize their performance.
Now, what an important concept that, yeah, it's to initiate these healthy changes in lifestyle and continue on with performance. So that whole pathology to performance spectrum. One part of that lifestyle side of it is not to continue to add fuel to the fire, things that are going to obviously damage the system and decrease these receptors and the communication. What sort of substances are going to be anti this endocannabinoid system versus the amazing effect that BPZ has?
Sugar is probably the major influencer on mitochondrial function, and that leads to diabetes, that leads to liver disease, it leads to Alzheimer's disease as well. and all these things are terrible and disabling. But so much of what we have learned is that sugar actually is an addictive phenomena. And if you can get people away from the addiction and they recognize that they have a problem and away from the addiction, then they can correct for their measures and their lifestyle to correct for the problem. And then you also want to mobilize them. There's a sedentary nature to humans. But if you're eating sugar and you're eating the wrong foods and you're using the wrong lifestyle and you're not getting sleep, then you don't have any energy for exercise. Whereas BCP will actually energize you. There's a significant amount of thrust of energy from the mitochondria that's going to energize you and motivate you to doing changes in your lifestyle for the betterment of your body and your community.
Wow, absolutely. What about, say, unhealthy fats as well? Highly processed, oxidized oils, would that also kind of gum up the
system? You know, you're absolutely right. The word is coming out that seed oils are very traumatic to the body. The seed oils are most often oxidized on the shelf, and that leads to the body not being able to process them properly. And and oxidized oils become inflammatory in the body and in the blood vessels. In fact, that may be one of the main causes of atherosclerosis, is these polyunsaturated fats, which are oxidized and lead to specific diseases like oxidized LDL. And I think that's the main problem with LDL, is that when it becomes oxidized, then it gets into the endothelial lining and interacts with foam cells who cannot get rid of the oxidized LDL effectively. And so they die, and they lead these crusting sort of phenomena that leads to the atherosclerosis that we know so well.
Wow. Now, obviously, lifestyle, being in the right directions, and this being a natural substance, there is the debate over natural or plant-based or animal-based or medication, drug. How do you kind of decipher the differences between these categories, say a medication or something synthetic versus a natural supplement, herb, oil? And how do you take away the emotion so that people can make thoughts about the benefit of one or the other or a combination?
Well, first off, the pharmaceutical drugs are designed as a silver bullet to target a specific receptor system or a specific disease. And they only have one thrust and limitation. And so they'll correct for that antibody or that particular neurotransmitter, but they don't do anything else. Whereas if you're getting a whole plant substance or a substance like beta-caryophyllene that has this broad spectrum approach to it, you're getting a balance of the effects on the body. So you're getting what we call polytrophic effects on the different signaling systems. You know, BCP has over 100 different targets in the body, and they're all benevolent, and they all produce improvements in the body. And the same thing goes for curcumin or turmeric and ginger. They also have these targets, and they have these multiple they address multiple situations and neurotransmitters and other signaling molecules. And they provide an overall benefit for the body rather than looking at a single target. And that's the main thrust that I have on using the cannabinoids and full spectrum nutraceuticals. You know, I'm a functional medicine physician by practice, but yes. I don't generally use any of the other pharmaceuticals because I'm able to manage the problems with the use of these cannabinoids very effectively. For instance, antidepressants. Antidepressants have not been shown to be that effective for treating depression, and they're associated with long-term toxicity in some cases, as well as some of the anti-anxiety medications that go on. And sleep medications are known to be toxic as well. And you can correct all of these things with BCP, essentially.
You really can. And I've seen lab tests change with diet, supplementation, lifestyle, several different times. In people,
you know, there's a lot of talk about the Mediterranean diet, and you know, you look at the Mediterranean diet, you say, well, this is wonderful. This is people getting benefits from these polyphenols and these other substances that are in the diet and eating nutritiously. But when you actually examine the Mediterranean diet, you find that it's loaded with these signaling molecules, including beta-caryophyllene, which actually stimulates the endocannabinoid system and benefits you across the board.
Now, with these being building blocks for multiple different pathways versus, say, something that's going to be a powerful inhibitor to manage a pathology, are there any side effects with these? Or is it just going to be health to a certain limit?
Well, you know, there's always potential side effects. I can't deny that. Even in the best products that you have, there's some people who are going to be sensitive to them. But with respect to BCP, I've not found anybody who has been allergic, who's had a negative response to using BCP. Now, if they use cannabidiol, they oftentimes do very, very well, but there are ill effects from cannabidiol, and there's certainly ill effects from THC, and you can get addicted to THC. So you have this competing problem that goes on with it. Now, you're using people who have used beta-caryophyllene and cannabis have found that they've been able to reduce their dose of THC by one third or by half, or eliminate their need for THC with the use of BCP, because it fulfills that mission of rebalancing the endocannabinoid system without the need for a psychoactive ingredient.
Wow. So why haven't more people heard about this?
Well, I think it's been caught under the stigma of cannabis, and then all the talk about is cannabis. And because it's contained in hemp oil and it's contained in the cannabis plant, it's been dismissed as a minor ingredient and not delegated to its full potential. And there's thousands of articles on it. There's over 3,000 articles on the benefits of BCP in preclinical studies, but there's only 10 human studies. And every one of these preclinical studies usually refers to the need for doing more human research on this product.
Now, obviously, you're probably doing self-research. Am I correct? You're definitely an advocate for this. What are some of your kind of health goals or practices that you do yourself? And for people just listening to this, go to Instagram and have a look at Dr. Philip here. He looks amazingly young. So I'm just going to pass it over to you. What's your health practices around this? Because I am absolutely motivated by how well you can speak, how young you look, and all the things you're able to do in this realm. So what are your secrets?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, I've had my trauma and my issues with life, and I've been faced with a number of problems, but I found that I've corrected most of them in 2014 with coming on board with a cannabis company called Elixinol. And I was promoting and recommending their products. And I found that it really helped me, my joint pain, my back aches, my headaches, my skin problems. And it seemed to correct for my skin diseases and disorders very effectively. But then I learned about beta-caryophyllene about 2 years into that. So at about 2016, and I started deploying the BCP extensively as a topical agent. And well, then I actually got it admitted manufactured as a liposomal and a highly bioavailable formulation. And that has been a stunner for me in terms of correcting for metabolic issues, for blood pressure issues, for cholesterol, for glucose, all these factors, and cognition. Now, another area that if you look at old photographs of me, I always wear glasses. I always wear some special glasses that protect my dry eyes. Well, that's gone. I don't have any dry eyes now. I've got 20/20 vision. I've got incredible ability with that regard, and I sleep soundly at night. And then I use a combination of CBD and beta carotene, but it has changed my life, as well as a ketogenic diet. Now, ketogenic diet is also something that is promoted by BCP. BCP actually stimulates the body just as if you were taking ketones, or you were generating ketones from your diet. And I think that's been the magic, is a combination of those two factors. The diet and the cannabinoids have really made the difference for me and my aches and pains. And one particular area I noticed was that I was doing a lot of traveling at one time. And so you get jet lag. I was able to mitigate against that jet lag almost immediately using these products.
Well, I'm hooked. where do I find this? where do I find out more information about yourself, and where do I get these products?
Well, I've got the website is blairmedicalgroup.com. And we offer five products right now. They include capsules. They include the liposomal tincture that is a liquid. We also include the a tincture, which is a raw oil. And we have a gel that is very, very effective for many patients. And we have crunches, which are little like miniature cookies that you can take, and they will open up your vision. They'll give you energy in the afternoon when you get fatigued.
Instead of coffee. Yeah.
Or with coffee. You know, this is fabulous in combination. Now, we've come out with the capsules most recently, and the capsules are a combination of turmeric, ginger, black pepper, piperine, and beta-caryophyllene. And it's only got a small amount of beta-caryophyllene, but it has been instrumental in relieving complex PTSD, anxiety, depression. And I've had some fabulous results with those capsules.
And you've got a few speaking conferences coming up. Talk to us about those.
I've got a conference with biohacking in June, and I've spoken at a number of different events in the past. I'm always looking for events to share my science and my energy about this to so many people. You know, I think it could be instrumental in a huge problem with diabetes, weight loss, and metabolic syndrome. And it could be fabulous for many people who are restricted from using different substances or don't want to take the Ozempic or the other Mounjaro that are GLP-1 agonists that could lead to some toxic issues with it. And if you take if you can take beta-carotene with a low-carbohydrate diet, I've seen terrific weight loss. I've got a gentleman who right now has lost 35 pounds in the matter of about 2 months of use. I've got women who have used this product not for weight loss, but for anxiety and depression, and are losing weight like lickety-split. Plus, they are gaining muscle with it. So I think a major target is a metabolic phenomena that is going on. With 90% of the population dealing with metabolic syndrome, then there could be a magnificent benefit to this product.
Absolutely. And once again, that's at blairmedical.com, correct?
Blairmedicalgroup.com. You bet.
All right. Definitely check it out. And for everyone listening, stay tuned to the next episode of The Hardy Brain, the show that takes athletic, introverted entrepreneurs and leaders and transforms them into ironclad brain performers. Take care.